Mendocino County Remembered. Oral histories collected and published under the auspices of the Mendocino Historical Society for the American Bicentennial in 1976. Read by Linda Pack. Today, from Round Valley, the continuing saga of Lassik Indian Lucy Young, who in 1863, when she was 10 years old, fled from soldiers and from white men who trafficked in Indian children. Her story was collected in 1940. "That white man told Indian boys, 'Watch for me, come back Fort Seward. Lots of women there, men all killed. I go where they were, 2-3 places where they make buckeye soup. It ain't done yet. Nobody there. I taste buckeye all bitter yet. I drink water out of basket sitting there. After a while I see woman coming. I step behind brush. She never see me. She pour water in buckeye, talk to self about being bitter. It was my mother. Then I step in plain sight. She stir soup with hand, shake drops off, look round. 'Who's you?' she say. 'That you? My daughter?' I say, 'Yes.' She hug me and cry. Poor mother. 'Indian boy watching,' she whisper. 'You come bout morning, bout midnight.' 'No,' I told it. 'Got grub, got blanket. I sleep down here someplace.' 'Shall I bring buckeye soup tonight?' 'No,' I tell it. 'Don't fetch grub out. Might they follow you, find me.' 2 nights I hide out. My uncle hunt me last night. Then I show up on open ground. He say, 'Poor little thing, hunted, starving.' 'Bout midnight I put you cross river in boat.' I say, 'Tell mother meet me there.' Midnight I go in, meet 'em. Watch stars for time. I eat. Mother give me another blanket, food too. Them 2 men don't make no track, walk in leaves and river. Had big boat. Put me cross river. If mother let little sister go, white men kill mother. We travel all night, sleep all day. Found some of our people at Poison Rock, pretty near sundown. I see old man on lookout. He go in big bark house. I look in door, big fire in middle of house. Man say, 'Little girl, look in door.' They bring me in. Young girl lay there sick. That night she die. Snowing, raining hard. They dig hole right by house, put body in. All went out. Tore all house down, set it afire. Midnight, snow whirl, wind howl. All left there next day. Went over to Soldier Basin. We stay there a while. We went to head of Mad River, next day to South Fork of Trinity River. We stay all night, tired, no horses. Next day to Cottonwood. My cousin Ellen, Wailaki Tom's woman, was there. I go with her to Hay Fork. My cousin Ellen, younger than me, but she got man first. We didn't either know much. Man told us to cook beans. We cook green coffee for beans. Man cook long time for us. White man named Rogers come after this. Marry me by and by when get old enough. 'Bout 10-year girl, I guess, when first see soldier. I stay there at Hay Fork long time. Little sister, white man took her away. Never see her no more. If see it, maybe wouldn't know it. That's last young one taken away. Mother lost her at Fort Seward. I hear it. I went back. Got mother, brought her back to Hay Fork. Lots of Indian there, lots of different language, all different. Mother stay with me until she die." You've been listening to the recollections of Lucy Young. To learn more about Mendocino's rich past, visit any of our county's many excellent museums, libraries, and historical societies. A full listing of Mendocino County Remembered episodes and selected audio archives can be found at lindapack.net. Mendocino County Remembered is produced by Mary Eigner and Linda Pack for KZYX and Z.